USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From east to west, America welcoming 2019 hours ago with celebrations in many towns and cities, including New York City, where rain and chilly temperatures didn't wash out the enthusiasm of the crowd in New York's Times Square. President Trump quickly taking a shot at Senator Elizabeth Warren as she's taking the first step to run for president in 2020.
Well, I'm happy about it. I think she'll be wonderful. I hope she maybe gets the nomination. That would be a wonderful thing for me.
In that Fox News interview, Trump was also asked whether the Massachusetts lawmaker believes she has a chance of beating him in 2020, and he said he wasn't sure, adding, "You'll have to ask her psychiatrist." Warren announced that she's forming an exploratory committee for a possible 2020 presidential run. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump is not giving up on his demand that any bill that would end the government shutdown needs to include funding for the border wall he's calling for. In that Fox News interview, Trump insisting a border wall is essential to border security. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on a state visit to Rio de Janeiro with a message for the Brazilian Christian community. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke before Brazilian Christian Friends of Israel about their mutual friendship.
We have no better friends in the world than the evangelical community. And the evangelical community has no better friend in the world than the state of Israel.
Brazil had announced earlier that it is moving its official embassy from Tel Aviv to the Israeli capital of Jerusalem.
And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Spanish authorities discovering two African migrants who were trying to enter the nation hidden inside a pair of mattresses. A video shot by a mobile phone goes viral showing agents of Spain's Civil Guard taking two mattresses off the top of a van and cutting them open, revealing two young men inside. The incident occurred on Sunday at a border crossing from Morocco. The two migrants of sub-Saharan origin told police they each paid about $5,000 to attempt that crossing. U.S. Strategic Command is walking back a New Year's Eve joke that fell flat as the military command responsible for deterrence and global strikes tweeted about the big ball that drops in New York City's Times Square, adding, "If ever needed, we are ready to drop something much, much bigger." Accompanying the tweet was a video that showed stealth bombers releasing a pair of bombs and also some big explosions. The tweet's since been deleted. U.S. Strategic Command officials apologizing, admitting that the tweet was in poor taste. And the end of the year means another banished words list from Lake Superior State University, this year including the words wheelhouse, collusion, and ghosting, which they believe should be banished from the American lexicon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.